Blog Talk Radio.
Everywhere. I don't know about you, but that song just never gets old. You just don't know how blessed you are. And we really don't have to look at everybody else's situation to see and to testify that we are being blessed. I know sometimes I was talking to somebody just the other day, and they was showing me some conditions of some people, and they said, you know what? We just need to recognize how blessed we are by looking at that. But I'm just thinking that when you got up this morning without even looking at somebody else's condition, look at your own condition and say how blessed that you are. This is, we're up in September. This is the 14th in 2022. And if he was trying to get something done this month in September, you're already late. If you've been procrastinating or whatever, it's just about to pass you by because September is moving on up out of here. And we're just glad to have you on the program this morning. So good morning, everybody, everywhere. Just think about your blessings and think about not only about your blessings. Don't sit around and try to get all the blessings. Try to be a blessing to somebody else today if you possibly can, because that's what we need to do. I think that's what God wants us to be, a two-way street, because when he tells us about giving, when he talks about helping people, it seems to be in a circle. What goes around come back around. So if I'm blessing you, then you're blessing me. And if I'm blessing you and you're blessing somebody else, at some point in time, it's going to come back to me. So don't let this month just keep slipping away from you. I want you, in our prayer call this morning, I want you to pray especially for our ministers this is another kind of word of transition, meaning that they're taking a new job somewhere. And there's still a lot of ministers who go into new congregations. Congregations are accepting new ministers. I know we had one who here at Camp Creek Church of Christ, they just hired a new minister. And I'm in a new place. Brother Patrick Monlock, he's in a new place in Detroit. Ben Griffin, he's in a new place in Nebraska. And so we're still trying to bless and find congregations that need our assistance and need our help. But some of the old things that used to go on with preachers, where we say, boy, the old preachers really used to sacrifice. Well, right now I have to tell you, we're sacrificing too. Because even though we're in 2022, some of the same old issues that's going on in the church is still there, and we're still having to deal with it. And so we want you to pray for all of our ministers who are constantly getting up every day, and especially on every Sunday, and trying to be a blessing to somebody. I want to recognize two or three people this morning on our prayer call. Our brother Mark Thompson, we found out yesterday that he passed away. He was the minister of the Liberty City Church of Christ in Detroit. He passed away on yesterday. Mark Thompson, he's actually a cousin of my wife's. His daddy was our cousin down in West Tennessee, down in West Tennessee area. And so Mark Thompson, real young man, passed away. He was the minister of the Liberty City Church of Christ in Detroit. And then also Kenneth Fleming, who was a minister emeritus in Newburgh Church of Christ in Louisville, Kentucky. He passed away, and his funeral will be actually in Nashville, Tennessee, because that's where he's going to be buried. And so Kenneth Fleming, the minister at the Newburgh Church of Christ, he was an emeritus, he was a former minister there. He passed away in Louisville, Kentucky, and his funeral, as I said before, is going to be held in Nashville, Tennessee, and then he'll be buried in Nashville, Tennessee. And let us not forget Brother Winston R. Martin, minister emeritus down to Rome, Georgia, at the Callahan Church of Christ. Let's keep him built up in our prayers. And that's Sister Pam, who goes to that church, and she is on this call. And so we don't want to forget that family. That funeral was just three or four weeks ago. Then also, one of my good friends that I used to do a home improvement work for, he would go buy a house, and I'd go in and tear it out and do some painting and do some this, that, and other, get it back up to shape so it could be rented or be sold. Joel Barton, his son passed away. I just found that out yesterday. His son passed away, Stephen Barton, young man, born in 1994, and passed away. And so I'm going to call him and talk to him today. I just found it out last night, so I'll call him and talk to him today. So we do have several people who need our prayers. And so don't think that you're the one that's living in your situation or living in your condition. There's probably maybe one or two somebodies off somewhere that's in a worse shape than you. Maybe somewhere. Pray for all of our brothers and sisters who need
prayers who are on dialysis, those who are looking for a kidney. Talked to a couple of people yesterday, one been looking for one for six years. Others, I've known some even longer. I've known some even longer than that. So they need our prayers because it, now what I found out about that dialysis thing and what I found out about the kidney thing was that they, if you keep your name on that list, you got to want to live. I found that out. If you're not going to take care of your body, if you're not going to walk, if you're not going to eat right, if you're not going to try to be healthy even though that you're sick, they'll take you off of that list. And I found that out, and I was sort of surprised at that in a roundabout way. But they said we don't want to give a kidney to somebody who don't want to live. And so let's pray for our brothers and sisters who may be in those kind of situations. And then, as I mentioned before, first part of the week, we had two fallen officers here in Cobb County, up in the Central Church of Christ area where I'm preaching now in Smyrna, and they was ambushed. They knocked on the door had a warrant, and they knocked on the door and wasn't about there. When they walked away, the guys came out and killed them. And so both of them are dead. And one funeral will be today. One of the funerals will be today, and then the next one probably tomorrow, something like that. But when we think about the officers, fallen officers, remember now, they have families, they have wives, and they have children. They got mamas and daddies sometime, and great-grandkids and kids are left behind. And so we want to make sure that we want to pray for them. When I think about the Bible, the Bible is really not a book of telling you stop doing this, stop doing that. I used to look at it from that standpoint, and you know, a lot of people don't like to be told nothing. They don't like to be told what to do and when to do it. And that's not the main reason. But that's some reason why you see so many homeless people on the street, is because they don't want to be told what to do or how to do certain things. And I know there's a lot of situations surrounding that, but you need to understand what I'm trying to say. There's some people who they don't want their mamas or their daddies or caretakers or wherever they are. And some of them I find out when they go rent someplace, they don't like the rules and regulations there. So that's why they're out on the street. And we feel so pitiful about them being out there. But I would say that some of them are out there are by design. Some of them are out there because that's where they want to be. It's not because of their condition, because I know for a fact that we have tried to buy some houses and do some things, and these people own them houses. The people on the street own a house. How are you going to own a house, sleep on the street? I mean, go figure on that. And so a lot of them is not a pitiful off as you think they are. A lot of them is on Social Security. A lot of them getting some pretty big checks. Some of them matter of fact, there are a lot of rooming houses here in Atlanta. You won't believe it. You won't believe this, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. There are a lot of rooming houses here in Atlanta where people get some big checks, and the homeowner, he gets part of that check. He takes part of that check, and then he takes his rent and everything out, and then he gives the rest of it to the people. So there are a lot of people that you see on the street, standing on the corner, things of that sort. They're getting some pretty big checks, but they just throw it away. And then a lot of people are stealing and taking their checks too. But anyway, when I read in the Bible is not just a book of laws where it says don't do this and don't do that and whatnot. The New Testament, what I figured out, is a book of behavior. It's just trying to correct our behavior. We really know how to act. We just don't use it. Sometimes we tell some people, they got some manners that just don't use them. And so the Bible is a book to try to help us through our behaviors. That's really best for us. In the book of Matthew chapter 5, in verse number 21, he says, "You have heard that it was said that of old, thou shalt not, and whosoever shall kill, to be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall be saying to his brother, Raker, he says, shall be in the danger of the council. He says, but whosoever shall say, thy fool, he says, shall be in danger of hell fire. And he says, therefore, if thou bringest a gift to the altar and rememberest that thou hast ought against thy brother," he said, "leave thy gift at the altar, go be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer your offering to the Lord. It seems like that the Bible is there to correct some of our behavior as to what we're doing. And what we need to do is one of the songs that we sing is we need to surrender ourselves to Jesus. That's just the bottom line. We need to give ourselves, we need to give all of ourselves to God, not piecey parts. And some people are giving piecey parts. Sometimes even when you see some people in worship sometime, and preachers see this all the time, because we got a different kind of a perspective when we look out. When we look out at the audience, we can see some things. We can see that there are some people, as the song would say, the body is here with us, but their minds is way across town. Their minds is somewhere else. It's not in the worship. But we ought to give ourselves to Jesus. And the song says, all to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. All to Jesus I surrender, Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power, let thy blessings fall on me. I surrender all. All to Jesus, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. On this day, Father, be with those bereaved families that I mentioned. Be with the bereaved families that I don't know anything about. Thank you for those who are on this particular call. Thank you for all of those who continue to listen in, those our listeners from Detroit, from Savannah, from Rome, Georgia, from wherever they might be, down in Florida. Be with us. Bless us in the way that you see we stand in need of. And then not only that, give us the strength and give us the courage to be a blessing to somebody else. Jesus loves you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And I really do hope you have a super-duper week.